The adolescents are part of a program called Project Citizen. It's sponsored by the California-based Center for Civic Education, which is trying to motivate teenagers to not only study about citizenship, but actually solve problems in their communities. Richard Nuccio directs the effort in 70 nations.
There's a kind of innocent arrogance on the part of many young people. They haven't learned yet, as we adults have, that we should know our place and stick to it. They believe, based on their learning, their knowledge of a situation, that they need to be heard, and they aren't shy about arguing and presenting themselves to public figures.
Students from Pinetown, South Africa, for instance, were furious about a wave of teenage suicides. Filele Lukele says their peers who killed themselves felt useless, unloved by their parents.
Like, you start to believe everything they say. You don't start to believe in yourself. Like, you feel unworthy. You feel worthless. You feel like what they're saying is so true, so powerful. Like, you should just give up in your life. So that's why they take their lives away.
Filele's friend, Thembek Mtilani, says teenagers are saving their suicidal friends just by being there, listening, and caring.
Making them feel worth something in life, making them not feel neglected or lonely, it's much easier.
At a Washington hotel and a Senate office building, and in conversations among themselves, students offered other ideas for solving tough community problems. Young Jordanians addressed school violence.
Spread violence to the community and students.
Students from Mali describe the severe industrial pollution that bespoils their village. Youngsters like Valon Beja spoke of rampant drug addiction in Kosovo.
Don't use drugs. Drugs can kill you and can kill also your family. Drugs is bad, so don't use drugs. Don't walk away from drugs, but run from it.
Richard Nuccio points to one example of Project Citizen's successes. He says students in Ramallah on the West Bank mobilized to improve conditions at a local hospital.
So they collected money from among their families, printed up flyers with some pictures and documentation that they had about the hospital conditions, and went onto the streets of Ramallah, handing out these flyers to the average citizen. And the headline was, "Would you want... If you were sick, would you want to go to this hospital?"
Along with immersion in serious social issues, there was time for exploration and fun. And time to see one of America's chief symbols of democracy. The U.S. presidents who have lived here were students once, too. They embraced the message of Project Citizen, that you can't solve problems just by reading about them. For VOA News, I'm Ted Lanfair.